Welcome to January 31st, full moon, super moon, blue moon, lunar eclipse, all of the moons, January 31st, 2018. Usually I tell you all the goofy stuff and then we officially start recording. I decided to start recording and then tell you just how goofy I am while everybody just takes a minute to breathe into their bellies. So I just spent the last 15 minutes making sure all the smoke alarms in my house wouldn't go off while we were in the middle of our mentorship session. I came back from Peru with this fabulous bowl that you can burn incense in. And you can burn smudge items in it too. And I usually put a little charcoal tab in there and I put some incense or smudge on it. And I get a little bit of smoke. It's been a little disappointing until today, about 30 minutes before this class, when I put it on there and the charcoal tab decided to really work this time. And I went to the bathroom or something and came back out. My whole place was filled with Palo Santo smoke. But then I had to open up all the doors. So now the heat's coming on and is really loud. So I had to move to a different room in the house. So anyway, I'm just goofy. Yeah, that's funny. So my house is super smudged. We are ready. There is some major Palo Santo energy in here. I brought back some fresh Palo Santo from Peru as well, but I just thought that was hysterical that's what I just ran around and did. So then I got to sit down and ground and prepare. But honestly, it's kind of perfect when stuff like that happens because it gets me out of my head and it helps me not stress too much about everything. I'm too busy running around putting out Palo Santo smoke. So I didn't need to smudge too much before we started, but whenever we start these sessions, you are welcome to smudge yourself, smudge your laptop, smudge your space. Feels really good. I would like to say welcome to everybody who's new and just joining us tonight. I'm really excited. We've got such a great group of people who are becoming part of this community. And it's always fun for me to see you all welcome each other to the group and say hello. I'm going to put this on speaker view so I don't, because there's a lot of movement. So mostly I can just see myself. But enough about me. Let's talk about my hair. So I'm in a goofy mood. That means we're going to go deep. For those of you who've worked with me before, you know the goofier I get, that usually means we go deep. So everybody who's joined, if you're brand new, I'm excited that you're here. And if you're old school, been doing this for months, I'm excited that you're here. Thank you for interacting with each other on the Facebook group and welcoming each other. I'm a big fan of inclusivity and people feeling welcomed and seen and received. So I really appreciate you all doing that in the Facebook group. And a lot of the people who just joined found out about me through my interview with Christopher Witecki. So I wanted to give Christopher Witecki a shout out to any of you who don't know who he is. He's an amazing, I would call him an oracle. He works through astrology. I would also call him a soul astrologer. He does so much more than the basic astrologer. He's very gifted. So you can find him online, Christopher Witecki. I can probably post a link for him and a link to the interview on the Facebook group page too. So welcome to everybody who found me through Christopher. He's a lot of fun. He's just as goofy as me. So you know you're in good hands. We got a lot of goofy people in this group. So we have a lot of fun. I wanted to talk a little bit for a few minutes before we go into a shamanic journey. I wanted to talk a little bit about, actually, I made myself a list. What did I do with it? Hold on. Well, that's weird. I don't know what I did with my list, but I'm going to have some giveaways this month. I'm going to be giving away cacao. I'm going to be giving away essences. Not necessarily this particular essences, although this is PTSD relief. That might be a good gift for some people. I'll be giving away copies of my book, Shaman's Toolbox. And I'll be giving away copies of my other book, Plant Spirit Totems. Can you see that? And the way that you win, or you can have a friend win, is just click like on my Facebook page, my professional page. It's that simple. February is my birthday month. And I wanted to give gifts for my birthday to other people. So click like on my professional page, tell your friends to, and I'm going to be giving away lots of goodies this month. So I just want to give you all a heads up about that. And I wanted to also remind you, I know there's been a lot of focus on the full moon, which is very potent, and we're all feeling it. I haven't been sleeping. If you've been sleeping, congratulations. I'm very excited for you. I've been getting worked by the moon and just staying with that energy and riding that energy and really tapping in with the shadow work that's offered through this particular moon, especially with the lunar eclipse. If you've been sleeping, that's wonderful. Some people sleep better during the full moon. Some people don't sleep at all. And this particular full moon, I have a lot of friends and students who aren't sleeping much. So that's going to subside. Just breathe into it, relax. It's already lightening up. That's part of my goofiness today, is that I can feel it lightening up and it feels better already. But we're also getting ready to experience Imbolc. February 2nd, which a lot of people think of as Groundhog's Day, is actually also Imbolc, a Gaelic festival. It's called St. Bridget's Day. In the Gaelic tradition, there's four major festivals: Beltane, Samhain, Lunasa, I'm not sure if I'm saying that correctly, and Imbolc. And Imbolc, they're not sure of the etymology of the word, but it can mean in the belly. And it used to refer to the ewes, E-W-E-S, the sheep being pregnant. And it's the exact middle point between the solstice and the equinox, the winter solstice and the spring equinox. So we are literally in the depths of the cold time of year in the Northern Hemisphere. And we are in the depths of, the moon will begin to wane and make its way toward the new moon on February 15th. So we are in the depths. We are in the just before spring, just before the buds really start to pop and the seeds really start to sprout. We're in that time where we're feeling it and we can feel the energy starting to gather. It's a time of a pregnant pause. And that's very applicable for that in the belly Imbolc medicine. So I wanted to remind you that we're in that pregnant pause where it's been really cold for most people in North America in the winter time, but we're feeling the spring, but it's not quite here yet. And that's a beautiful in-between place, which the lunar eclipse really amplified, eclipsing that light and bringing us into that shadow, multiplied the shadow place that we're in the middle of winter before the spring equinox. So it's potent and it's a big opportunity to really work with your vista, your vision. I like the word vision. Vision also applies to our eyes. And so when I talk about vista, I'm talking about the broader sense of vision. And what I'm finding is that in this time where we're in the belly, in the womb of the energy, we're in this pregnant pause, where the supermoon lunar eclipse shadow energy that's now starting to wane, and it's going to be a new moon again after all of this buildup and all of this energy that's been happening. What I find is most supportive to me is my inner vision. And I refer to inner vision as vista, your ability to see without eyes. And your ability to trust that is really important during these times that feel challenging. So what I'd like to do tonight is focus on your vista. We'll do some shamanic journeying to work with that. And I'd like to do an activation to clear your pineal gland of any plaque or anything that's impeding your vista and your vision. I have advanced training students, and I also have apprentices, and I was very surprised recently to find out that some of them still had questions as far as shamanic journeying and some challenges around that. I'm not surprised when people have challenges. It just surprises me after 3 years of working with me that someone would still have challenges with their vista. And she was having challenges with that because she didn't trust herself, and she would overthink it. And I want to mention that to you all because I know that's a common issue with shamanic journeying, is to overthink it and to feel like if you're using your imagination, you're making it up. But using your imagination is exactly, your sacred imagination is exactly how spirit speaks to you. Spirit can speak to you in many ways, and there's many different ways to have Vista. One of the easiest ways to begin to trust yourself and practice is to shamanic journey and allow yourself to create the vision in your sacred imagination, and then you'll see that things will naturally begin to flow. If you are wanting to connect with a polar bear, then imagine a polar bear in your journey. Don't just wait for something to show up. Be proactive. And I want to remind each of you, for some of you, you might already be doing this, but for those of you who are new or for those of you that have forgotten or are struggling with it, it's a practice, and it's also using your sacred imagination. And you will develop your Vista as you work through shamanic journeying and work with your sacred imagination. So don't overthink it. Don't worry about if you feel like you're making it up. That's where we start. That's where we begin. I have things happen to me that I know I'm not making them up. And yet later I can think, wait, did I just make that up? But then I go, no, I know that happened. I know I experienced that. And after 18 years of doing this, I don't really question it so much anymore. But I've had lots of time to practice. So be easy with yourself. Allow yourself to use your imagination to do this. If you simply go into a sacred space or close your eyes and just wait, you might just sit there and wait. And that's a different kind of meditation. That's not shamanic journeying. The other thing I want to mention before we go into a shamanic journey are there's many different ways to have vision, to have Vista, to work with your personal vision. Some people see auras. Some people see through a felt sense. They feel it first. If you're a true intuitive, you feel it first, and then you create the visual. That's how I learned almost 20 years ago, because I'm a true intuitive. I feel it, and then I create the vision. And now it happens simultaneously, but when I first started, I would feel energies first and then create the visual and go from there. Some people have auditory gifts. Some people feel it in their body and then go from there. Different people work with different tools. You might work with oracle cards. You might work with tarot cards. You might work with dowsing pendulums. Whatever works for you, those are ways to receive information that will help open your Vista and your vision. I love to pull angel cards. I don't need to pull angel cards to see and to have Vista. However, it's a wonderful way to just tap in, get some quick information, get some confirmation, and also get back in the zone with my guides. So work with the tools that you have, and if you don't have any tools, find some, start creating some that can support you, because there's as many different ways to see as there are people seeing. So you can't get it right, you can't get it wrong. If you see predominantly in colors and in auras, that's beautiful. Start working with those auras. If you want to, say, work with an archangel, start allowing yourself to imagine an archangel standing there. Even if it's like a cartoon archangel, that's okay. Even if it's something you saw on TV, that's okay. And work with that image, and then allow your auric gifts to be a part of that. So I hope this is helping you, because I've had a lot of people ask lately, and what I'd like to work on tonight is Vista, and then I'll work one-on-one with a few people. Another reason I'd like to work on Vista and vision tonight is because I went and did a land clearing, a house clearing, and I had to drive about an hour away, and within the course of an hour, I saw three huge hawks. One was so big, I thought it was an eagle, so I had to do a U-turn and go around and go back, because I was just convinced it was an eagle. It was just a really huge hawk. I'm used to seeing hawks, but it's been a while, and they were definitely getting my attention. And so I pulled over and I said, "Hello, maestro. Why do you keep getting my attention?" And Hawk said, "Vista. I want to talk to the people." Hawk doesn't really talk like that. But Hawk was letting me know that Hawk wanted to speak with each of you tonight and work with your vision, work with Vista. So I'd like to work with that. I'd like to work with your sacred imagination. It doesn't matter how long you do this work. It's all about coming back to the fundamentals. And the fundamentals of these practices is the shamanic journey. The shamanic journey is where I rewrite programs and activate my energetic grid and manifest whatever I choose to manifest and create physical healing, mental healing, emotional healing. It's where I receive uploads. It's where I receive Vista. It's where I receive what to share with each of you. You know, shamanic journey is a potent way to really create deep personal relationship with your guides. And I'm at a point where my guides can physically show up, where I can talk to them 24/7, but I still shamanic journey and take time as a daily practice to link in some way or another. So I don't necessarily shamanic journey every day, but I definitely link in every day. And when I do my personal practice at my Mesa, tapping in a prayerful way and linking in through shamanic journey is a big piece of it. So I'd like to work with Hawk tonight with each of you and work with Vista and offer up an activation to clear your pineal gland, activate your third eye, and most importantly, get you to a place of trusting yourself. Because when the poop hits the fan, you need to trust yourself and have practices that will hold you in that. When I was in Peru and was too sick to do the things I would normally do to support myself, the one thing I could do was call in my guides. As I was laying there, like feeling like death warmed over, I could call in my guides in my head. I literally was in the hospital with nurses around me and IV in me, and I don't get sick like that. I just went full on detox when I was in Cusco. Yeah. And I just worked it out, and the Apus, the sacred mountains, were working me, and I could not do any of my practices because I was too exhausted and too sick, but I could call in my guides. And in my mind, in my heart, I was just laying there calling in my guides, calling in my guides, calling in my guides. And I know that I was out of the hospital in like 4 hours, and they didn't expect that. They had already like tried to check me in for 3 days. And it's like, no, I don't need that. I have this, you know, I did have, my body was in crisis, so I needed Western support, and my guides took care of the rest. So because I do the practice of calling in my guides every day, I could still do that even when I was exhausted. And I mentioned that to you because in this time of what feels like dark or challenge or shadow really being up for you and for the collective, you want to have something you can cling to when the poop hits the fan and you aren't able to hold space for yourself. And this is how I do it, through Vista, through working with my guides, okay? So take a minute and breathe into your belly. My southern accent is so thick tonight. Did y'all hear that? Breathe into your belly. I don't even know. So breathe into your belly. Ground your energy. If you're somewhere where you can lie down, you'd like to do that, you're welcome to. And just take a moment and check in with where are you in your body. Just no judgment, no need to shift it. Just check in, where am I in my body? And just breathe into your belly as you link in with where are you in your body, and is that where you want to be in your body? And maybe see if you can get yourself to link in with your belly breath, so that you can ground. And visualize energetic roots flowing down into the earth like a great tree, extending all the way down to the center of Pachamama, Mother Gaia, rooting in, receiving that nurturance from the earth, that support. And remember to breathe gently into your belly. Breathing down through those roots into Pachamama, and then breathing back up, allowing as you inhale the energy of the earth to flow up into your body, filling you with support and nourishment. And just feel the energy of the earth filling your entire physical form. And as you feel that energy fill your whole body all the way up through your head, allow it to flow out the crown of your head and up to Inti Taita, Father, Son. Linking in with that activated solar energy and inhaling and then exhaling, allowing that energy of the sun to flow back down and into your crown chakra with grace and ease, activating each chakra as it flows down, intertwining, mingling with that earth energy. Breathe it down through your crown and through your head, through your throat, into your heart and your chest. Really feeling it activate your solar plexus. And down into your belly, into your core, where it swirls and connects and blends with that earth medicine so that you are grounded and activated with grace and ease. And in your sacred imagination, visualize some sort of portal door. Keep it simple. It can be anything as long as you can close it when you come back. And step through that portal door into a sacred space that you create, something very grounded like a forest or a mountain or a field. Not a place that you know on this planet, but one that you create in your sacred imagination. And just take a moment and ground into this sacred space that you see in your imagination. Look around and see what kinds of trees are there, what kinds of flowers, if there's flowers growing, perhaps there's water or stones. And if you know who your guides are, welcome your guides into that space. If you're not sure yet, you're welcome to invite in some animals that resonate for you. Ancestors, beings of light, whatever feels good for you, just in your heart, invite them into that space. Feel them coming forward to circle up around you and support. And invite in Hawk. And allow Hawk to show itself to you. However you see Hawk is perfect. And invite Hawk to stand in front of you and allow you to climb onto the back of Hawk. Even if Hawk is small, Hawk can carry you. Climb onto the back of Hawk and let Hawk become so big as to carry you up, up, and above your sacred space. Looking down upon the earth with that great vista, that great vision that Hawk medicine carries, and feel yourself flying, riding on the back of Hawk. Feel the wind through your hair, on your face. Feel that freedom. Feel how the currents carry you. And then feel when Hawk dives, and then swoops up at the last minute. That's an amazing feeling. And breathing into your belly as you were riding on the back of Hawk. I want you to lie down on Hawk and outstretch your arms over Hawk's wings. Breathe deeply into your belly and infuse into Hawk. Become one with Hawk. Feel yourself as a hawk, flying and soaring. Absolute freedom. And as you look, you can see so much farther than you were able to see as a human. You can look so far and see the tiniest mouse on the ground, the tiniest movement far, far below you. And link in with that vision. Link in with that ability to see the details, to find that focus, and breathe into your belly. And then link in with your ability to see a completely expanded vista just for miles and miles up in the sky. And breathe into your belly as you integrate that vista. And flying as Great Hawk, make your way back to your sacred space to land on the earth. And allow yourself to retain the medicine of Hawk within you, even as you shapeshift back to your soul self and find yourself lying on the ground of your sacred space in order for your guides to circle up around you. And I'm going to invite in the Munari. They are doctors, healers in the realms who can support and assist with activations, however you see them as perfect. There will be one on either side of you, one at your head and one at your feet, at least. There might be even more. So in your heart, just invite the Munari in. And they will support and assist in activating your vista, your inner vision, clearing and cleansing with grace and ease your pineal gland as they activate your third eye, empowering you to fully embody your gifts and abilities through vista and vision and all that that entails. So breathe into your belly as they work this activation on you at this time. And just relax. Madasina, madasina, vigio, vigio. Madasina, vista, vista, madasina. Madasina, vista, vista, madasina. Claridad, claridad, madasina. Claridad, claridad, madasina. Claridad, madasina, claridad. Claridad, madasina, claridad. Madasina, madasina, bintiara. Madasina, bintiara. Madasina, madasina, bintiara. Bintiara, madasina. Thou con, madasina. Thou con, madasina. Thou con, madasina. Thou con, madasina. Activation, activation, madasina. Activation, madasina. Madasina, madasina, activation. Activation. Madasina, madasina, activation. Madasina, activation. Madasina, madasina, activation. Madasina, Breathe gently into your bellies. Connecting with your body in your sacred space. As you are completing this activation with grace and ease. And take a moment and put both your hands on your belly, on your core, on your womb. And breathing into that core space. Linking in with the medicine under the earth of this time, just before the new growth of spring, this time of pregnant pause, where something is ready to birth within you, energetically speaking, linking in with this energy that is deep under the earth, deep within your core, in what we perceive as a dark space, and yet it is a womb of creativity and fertility and nourishment and nurturance and quiet. Just take a moment to love your inner core dark spaces, to love this in-between experience. And honor the time that you need. Be patient with your growth. Be patient with yourself. Allow yourself the time and space that you need to be underground, under the earth, receiving nourishment like a beautiful seed. Give yourself that space. Allow. And breathe into your belly. And as you breathe into your belly, begin to make your way to standing in your sacred space. And tell your guides in the Munari, thank you. It's okay if you're still receiving activation energy. You will continue to receive that as long as you need. If you can bring it to a place of completion, that's wonderful too. And when you're ready, step back through your portal door into your physical space. You are welcome to bring your guides with you into your physical space. Feel them circling up around you in your physical space as you reconnect with your physical body and your physical womb, your physical core. And when you are ready, back in your physical form, you can close that portal door behind you. And then gently open your eyes. I would encourage each of you to drink a little water if you're able to. We just moved a lot of energy. For those of you who've never worked with the Munari, they are energies, beings in the realms. They are a collective conscious that show up to me, but they show up. There's a lot of them when they show up, although they're one united consciousness. And I've worked with them probably for 7 or 8 years now, maybe 9. I'm not sure. And they are doctors, healers in the realms. I consider them star beings. However you connect with them is fine. They are wonderful healers, psychic and energetic surgeons. And they are really wonderful at sharing activations, attunements, uploads, downloads, upgrades, all of the above. Some of you who studied with me or worked with me for a while are familiar with them. I just wanted to, after the fact, introduce them to those of you who just met them in that journey. I didn't think to mention them beforehand, but when we started to do the activation, they came through and said that they would like to work with you. They are available to you whenever you would like to work with them. However you see them is perfect. And the more you work with them, the more you'll get to know how they can work with you individually and how they can be of support to you. Yeah, so I just wanted to share that with you and give you a minute to ground into your energy. And I'll take a moment and see if, I know it kind of takes a minute for everybody to come back into their body, but if there's somebody who would like to work with me one-on-one, you're welcome to. Just maybe raise your hand and Jen can unmute you if you can figure out how to raise your hand on here. Okay, Julie typed in me, please. So is that the first one you see, Jen? Great, let's go with, will you unmute her, please?
Hello.
Hi.
I just first want to say thank you, because yesterday I had this total, like, I just went to the spa, the aqua spa, and I was in the sauna and the salt room and all this stuff, but I had this huge, like, I guess soul retrieval experience happen, and I know that if I hadn't been practicing all this time, that would not have just been like, oh, no big deal. No big deal. I have this total meltdown and integration and soul retrieval and know what I was doing too.
Yeah.
So thank you for doing this.
Oh, wow. That's great. And I really appreciate you sharing that, because sometimes you will be in a spa and suddenly you can just be open and receptive. And when you're doing this work regularly, suddenly these wonderful things can happen. And just like you said, I love how you phrase that, because you're doing this work consistently and you have tools, you didn't have to freak out at this new energy coming through.
Yeah.
You can recognize it and work with it. That's awesome, Julie.
Super embracing my crazy moments.
crazy in a good way.
Yeah, totally. My crazy team. I love it. So what happened yesterday, I'm not going to go into the whole story, but basically, like, I found that this experience with this little girl piece of me, and I found her under this kitchen table in this old house that we lived in. And that house in and of itself, like, I've been having a lot of memories from that house, and I don't have a lot of vivid childhood memories, but recently I have been in the past couple months. And one in particular is in my, when I would go to bed at night, like, it was like part, my grandparents lived there before us, and so they had some of their furniture still there. And so, like, my grandma's piano and organ or whatever was in there, and like some other like dresser bureau thing, and these god awful curtains that I hated. But then I had like my fancy like Holly Hobby, you know, bed and stuff. And so it was like part me and part them. But every night when I would go to bed, I would be like terrified that they, I don't know what they was or is or whatever, were coming in the window to get me. And I would have to make sure those god-awful curtains were like my safety zone, though, because they were so thick and I don't know, ugly. They felt protective. And I had to always make sure they were closed and overlapping, though, so that they could not come in and get me. And then I could like talk myself into being safe and falling asleep. And I keep that memory popped up right after all of this was happening yesterday. But I didn't feel like whatever that was clear enough for me to still work with. And I guess I want to work with, I want to figure out what that was or if that even matters, but it keeps popping up for some reason. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's interesting. I just did some work with someone last week, sometime, a similar experience. And then today I went and did a house clearing and I was thinking about activating energetic grids at people's houses. And so it's just interesting that your question is the one that came up tonight. I have worked with a number of people who've had experiences that were frightening to them, similar to that when they were little and they weren't sure how to integrate it or how to work with it. And they feel a need for a soul retrieval.
I used to always have super scary nightmares that their house was filled with snakes too. And mm-hmm. I would have to go around and bite all their heads off to save my mom and sister. Mm-hmm. And then I would wake up with this horrible taste in my mouth. And I was like, that was so real. So those two memories were just huge from that house.
Did you do a soul retrieval when you were at the spa around a soul retrieval of that little girl, but from back then?
Yeah, I think I was actually younger than those memories, but yes, around that same time. But
yeah, so we'll do a little bit of work right now with it, but I want to give a big picture for other people on the session tonight in case they have a similar experience. And even if your experience isn't exactly the same as Julie's, you can go back and do soul retrieval and activate and shift the energy of a home or a particular experience from your childhood. And that shifts everything up through now. So even if you didn't have nightmares or scary things or things coming through the window type of experiences, even if you're like, my house was great, my childhood was perfect, you can still go back and do this work as I do this with Julie. So Julie, where I'd like to start is just take a moment and everybody breathe into your belly. You can close your eyes and breathe into your belly. And as I walk Julie through this process, each of you will do the same as if I'm talking to you, even though I'm talking to Julie, and you'll work with whatever you get in your shamanic training. So Julie, just breathing into your belly, surround yourself with your guides right where you are in the space where you are physically right now. Feel yourself surrounded by your guides, and let's journey back to that space in your bedroom with those curtains and find your little girl self there, especially just before bed, because I'm guessing that would be the scariest time. And once you're back in that space and I'm right there with you so that you're safe and your guides are with you, tell me how old she is. You are.
I want to say 6 or 7.
Okay, great. Just so we have an idea. And just connect with your little one. You can sit on the bed with her. Just sit down next to her. And let her know that you're her when she's big, so she knows who you are.
Okay.
I want you to show her all of these beautiful guides that you've brought in to support her in this space. Can she see them?
Yeah.
Does that feel safe for her? Does that help a little bit?
Yeah.
Good. Now you, as your adult self with your vista, I want you to look at that window and see who's been trying to come in.
It feels like little people.
Mm-hmm.
They're not like real of this world.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually making me like gnomes and fairies, that kind of thing. But
right. Keep your eyes closed and stay in the vision. I want you to stay there with her. Don't open your eyes and come back here. Stay with her so she feels safe. She's our priority.
Okay.
You're going into your head. So stay in your heart, stay with her. And don't overthink it. If it feels like gnomes and little people, but a little different, that's fine.
Okay.
Whatever was coming through is perfect. That's what we're going to work with. So I want you to invite in one of those little people as you're sitting with your little girl self. And I want you to ask that little being, what do you need? Tell me what you get. Stay with the vision.
He needs a friend.
Okay. And where is he from? Because I have a feeling that these are ancestors that are trying to find a way to cross over because of the grandparent energy.
I feel like he's already of the earth.
Okay.
It feels like a, I don't know, like an elemental being.
Okay, great. So this elemental being wants a friend and wants to connect with you. And I want you to have your little girl self ask that elemental, are you trying to hurt me? Find out if it's mean.
No.
Okay, good. So if she's open to it, invite in that elemental's tribe, and it's the family that has been trying to come through that window to connect with you, these earth energy, these elementals, and let's introduce them to her so they're not so scary.
There's only two. It's like a boy and a girl.
Okay. And so she's introduced to them and can see that they're not going to hurt her?
Mm-hmm.
Good. So just breathe into your belly. And everybody who's journeying, including Julie, I want you to see that space that you went back to, and I want you to light it up. Activate the energetic grid of that space. If you're not sure what that means, just light it up with light. See that place so held in light. See your little girl or little boy self completely surrounded in light, totally safe. And Julie, I want you to activate the energetic grid, activate those curtains so that they are a safe haven, a safe covering for your little girl self, so that when she closes those curtains, she knows she's in her own safe, sacred space full of light. You got it?
Yeah.
Then I want you to ask your little girl self if she'd like to come back and be with you.
Okay.
Did she say yes?
Yeah.
I heard her say
playing with she kind of wants to hang out with the
right. Little... I heard her say that she wants to come, but she wants to bring them with her.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And so if they're open to that, they can totally come with her.
Okay.
Because those are some of your medicine. You have medicine with the elementals, with the elements.
Yeah, they want to come.
Yeah. So create a space in your heart for your little girl self to step into for a gentle soul retrieval. When you can see that magical place she creates in your heart, hold her, hug her, breathe into your belly, and breathe her into that space in your heart. And those little elemental buddies can come with her. They're part of your medicine from childhood. And when you've retrieved her, see that bedroom still filled and activated with light and make your way back to your physical space where you are right now.
Okay.
So what you're going to want to do is continue to connect with her and find out what she needs, but also start connecting with those elementals. They're part of your medicine. They came to you when you were little, but you didn't know what they were and they felt scary. But now that you're older and you have tools, you can start learning from them and working with them and find out what gifts they're bringing, and also remember the gifts that she is bringing because my sense is that you were taught to be afraid of your gifts. And she's going to help you remember your gifts and embody them once again. And part of that is working with elementals. You love nature. I mean, this is a beautiful connection for you. And elementals are a great way to work with nature in a very deep way. Okay?
Yeah. That was, so I had this real quick, like, memory of a story that when my aunt grew up in that house, my mom and my aunts grew up there, and she had imaginary friends when she was little. And when she went to school for the first time, they made her bury them in the backyard.
Wow. Well, that doesn't sound very fun for her friends who want to connect with her. But that's a classic example of being forced to push it down so that you're not different, or so you're not crazy, instead of being able to really connect in and keep that connection alive. So that would explain why it would seem scary for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for helping.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're doing such good work and doing it consistently, so we're able to go through that a little faster. But you're going to want to keep connecting with those elementals and with her, because just like in every soul retrieval, you need to keep connecting with her to find out what she needs in order to gracefully integrate that energy and let her grow up in a different vibration that's not filled with fear, that's filled with being seen and received for her gifts and not being afraid of her gifts as they show themselves to her. And you're also helping heal. You're helping heal the energy for your aunt who wasn't allowed to stay connected with imaginary friends. You're actually vibrating that healing for your lineage. Okay. Cool. Awesome. Thanks for asking. So I think we have, and Michelle, if you were able to do that with the energies in the closets, and if I went too fast for you all, you can do your own version of this at home, and you might feel like this didn't pertain to you, but you can find ways to work with this on your own. Take the bits and pieces that do resonate for you. If you had a bedroom that was just scary, you want to activate it and go retrieve yourself from that space so that she, you, he, whatever you are when you were little, feels safe now and can be held and nurtured now. So, Michelle, you could do what we just did, a similar version, and find out what's in those closets. And even Julie, you mentioned something about eating up all the snakes in your dreams. That feels like stress, to be honest, as a child having to push down your gifts. But also you could go back and activate that energy if that was a different age. Activate the energetic space, do a gentle soul retrieval, find out what those snakes are about, and shift the energetics of that. So time for one more person. If anybody wants to type in something, or Jen, if anybody raises their hand, then you can unmute them. And y'all be sure to drink plenty of water. No joke. We did a lot of clearing tonight. You're going to keep feeling this activation. I don't understand what Ruth means. Jen, have you got anybody with their hand raised? Okay, anybody have a question? Michelle, I don't understand what Ruth question mark means. She's asking if Ruthie is raising her hand. Okay, it looks like we've got a lot of people raising their hands, but Jen wasn't seeing it. So who have you unmuted, Jen? If you're unmuted, speak to
me.
Hi, who am I talking to?
Hello, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. Well, I just had something interesting I was going to mention. I saw a deer with antlers, and the antlers had many points.
Uh-huh.
It didn't seem like a normal deer.
So are you talking about something you want to work with tonight?
Sure, yes.
Okay, what is your question, and what would you like to work on?
Well, I guess I would like to know perhaps your interpretation of the deer with the many points.
I'm going to leave that to you. I would encourage you to go and journey with that deer and find your own interpretation. I don't want to give people, I don't want to project onto your experience. So what I would encourage for you and everybody is to journey with whatever you're looking for interpretation around and ask that being, be it a deer or anybody else, find out. This is an opportunity when we do the one-on-ones, if you have something that we can do some healing around. If you're just looking for interpretation, I'm going to encourage you to journey with that deer and find out what it wants to share with you and ask it what it's bringing to you. And then once you've talked to that energy, go and Google or look it up in a book and see what you find there. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so did you have anything you wanted to work on, or were you just wondering about deer medicine?
Well, I've just been really exhausted. So during the journey, I definitely went places, but I wasn't always consciously aware of it.
That's okay. If you're super tired, sometimes you receive, when you're not really fully conscious, sometimes people who are super exhausted, like you're feeling, you'll fall asleep, but you're still receiving. They can totally do the activation even if you aren't fully aware of what's happening. So that's no problem at all. And also, I always invoke grace and ease. So you're only going to receive as much as you're able to receive at this time. And if you're really tired, then you'll receive a lot of nourishment and a lot of opportunity to rest while receiving as much activation as you're able to receive at this time. So you're doing great. There's no problem with that. And when you have a little bit more energy, maybe after you've gotten a good night's sleep, first thing in the morning, whenever you're most active, tap in with that deer, with that beautiful deer with all the points, which shows me there's a lot of medicine there if it's got a lot of points. And then tap in and see what it wants to share with you, okay? But definitely do that when you're feeling a little more able to check in. Don't push yourself. There's no rush, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Awesome. You're welcome. So let's see what Judy would like to ask about. Judy Brown.
Oh, okay. Good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, gotcha.
Okay. Let's see. Do I answer? You
just cannot, talk
okay.
to me.
I guess there we go. Okay. There was a block on the screen. Well, I guess this is my first night. And so,
welcome.
I worked with a shaman over a year ago, and she retrieved four parts of my soul, and I kind of resonated with it then, but it took till this moon kind of energy coming in before I kind of like realized this was happening. So I keep seeing for probably a couple of months now, I see myself about the age Julie was, around five-ish. And I was raised in the country. I'm a farmer's daughter. And so I was always barefoot running around. And I keep seeing myself as that five-year-old girl walking out in the woods where I used to go play all the time. And it's like there's something I'm supposed to see. It's like there's something there, and I'm not quite like turning that corner to see it, or whatever it is. And so I do know I had an imaginary friend as a child at that time, obviously, before I kind of started school, I'm thinking. And I have my mother here anymore to ask her those questions about that, what she remembers. And I think I find myself, I am more of that personality that tends to be a little controlling. I'm an accountant by profession, so I just kind of like things to be precise, and I'm really trying to learn how to let that go so I can flow with it. And so I guess are there any tips that you might have for me with that kind of a personality, or what to just be able to let that go? Because I so want to be free. I really...
Did you catch the first part of this session? Because that's exactly what I was talking about at the first part of the session.
Yes, I did. And as we went through that shaman journey, and I'm still just not releasing or something. So I'm just asking for tips, I guess, so I can see what's around that corner that I need to figure out is there, I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the first thing I would say to you individually is stop looking around that corner. That's
okay.
Just don't even worry about that. That's almost like getting distracted and chasing a butterfly, and you keep thinking something's around the corner. What I would encourage you to do is work with your sacred imagination. Like I mentioned in the beginning, this is very much about using your imagination. And what I want to do, I really want to work with somebody and walk them through this. So let's not just talk about it. Let's do this. Okay. So everybody breathe into your belly. And in your sacred imagination, I literally just want you to visualize a hawk. Just see a hawk in your mind's eye. And then I want you to see a big tiger in your mind's eye. However you see that tiger is perfect. And then feel yourself, visualize yourself standing between that hawk and that tiger and walking through a portal door into your sacred space that you create. And it can literally just be a door that you open. Go into that sacred space. And look around and create the space there. So Judy and everybody else, literally imagine whatever you want to imagine there. If you want a waterfall, see a waterfall. There's you and a hawk and a tiger at a waterfall. Maybe there's trees. Maybe there's stones. Can you unmute Judy, please, Jen? Judy, can you see your sacred space?
Yes.
You see the tiger?
Yes.
You see the hawk?
Yes, as best as I know what I'm seeing.
Exactly. You're in a shamanic journey. Booyah.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
That's how simple it is. That's how simple it is. And now, so you can go back and watch this recording. Just skip to the activation part and do it again. And that's how you're going to do it. Just right there in your sacred imagination. You're in a shamanic journey. So if you want to do a soul retrieval, you know, check out my YouTube channel, go into the shamanic journey, find that little girl who had the childhood imaginary friends and do the soul retrieval just like I did with Julie and find out who her friends are because that's who's around the corner. It's you around the corner. It's your little girl self who's around the corner looking for you. But you're so focused on looking around the corner, you're missing yourself. Yeah, does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I didn't think about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And just that's okay. Be it, not just be it.
Yeah, and that's what I want to encourage everybody is whether you're really learning still how to shamanic journey and maybe this is your first time here or maybe you've been doing this with me for years, you can still come back to these fundamentals. If you are looking to ground your energy, maybe you go into your shamanic journey and you see an elephant and you become an elephant. If you just need that support. Maybe that elephant becomes Ganesha and just starts moving all the obstacles out of your way. It just takes practice. So like Kathy mentioned that beautiful deer with the beautiful, you know, horns. If you want to connect with deer medicine, literally visualize that deer in your mind's eye, in your sacred imagination, and talk to it. Ask it questions. Ask to receive gifts. These are the fundamentals, okay? So for those of you who've never journeyed with me before or never worked with me before, I really encourage you, go to my YouTube channel, utilize all those free shamanic journey videos, the soul retrievals, all of it. Check out my book, Shaman's Toolbox. Yeah. That's going to give you the basics I mentioned earlier. And check out all of these recorded sessions. Because if you don't have to check out all of them, but do some of these. And as you all do that, you're gonna get caught up. But for those of you who've never even journeyed before, you are still receiving, even if your mind was getting in the way. But Judy, for you and for people who do start to go into, well, is this real and is it really happening? Just, it's so easy that we tend to overthink it. So even for those of you who have a ton of experience with me, I really encourage you to practice some of these fundamentals so that you can start being more proactive with your journeys and really start manifesting in your journeys in such a way that you manifest in your life. So this is really a good question, regardless of how much experience you have with this. But that's why I wanted you to do that, Judy, because I can't tell you how to shamanic journey, but I can remind you to get into your sacred imagination, and suddenly you're in a journey and you're like, oh, it was that simple. Mm-hmm. You know, like, we make it hard. So just keep it that simple and do some practice over the next couple of weeks with all the free stuff and with the free recordings. And then when we hop back on in February, you're going to dive right in.
I look forward to it.
Awesome. Yeah. And if you want to use some of those soul retrieval YouTube videos to go find this little one and her, just like I mentioned, do that over the next few weeks.
Okay. I'm going to try that.
Awesome. Thanks for asking. Well, thank you all for being here. It's a little bit after 8:15. So yeah, as I mentioned, for any of you that don't have experience, that's totally fine. Or maybe you do have experience, but you're overthinking it. Utilize the free videos, practice, listen to some of these old sessions. It's only going to take a few times, and then you're going to realize, oh, this is so much easier than I thought, and you'll be able to dive right in. But also just know that even if you're tired, or even if you just aren't really feeling it, but you're still receiving. I have had experiences that have just blown my mind and been amazing. I've had experiences where I'm just like, and then the next day something completely shifts. You know, it sometimes it takes a little longer to sink in, and sometimes our mind is in the way, and sometimes we just don't feel it, but it doesn't mean it's not happening. And especially for students who are in this class now who studied with me for a while, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Maybe you could share in the Facebook group some of your experiences where you thought nothing was happening and then your world got rocked, because I know you've had them and I have too. Don't go by how it feels. Sometimes you really feel it and you're just like, I'm shamanizing so much. I'm so shamanic, right? And then there's other times where you're going, did anything happen? I don't think, or I fell asleep or whatever. You're still receiving it. And I have those experiences too, where I just trust the process, trust that I'm receiving exactly what I need, even if I don't have some big visual or some mountaintop experience. The more you do this work, the less mountaintop experiences you have, and it just becomes your daily life, which is where the practice of doing the shamanic journeying comes in. I was connecting with those hawks today as a shamanic journey, but I wasn't in shamanic journey. I was in the world. The hawks were talking to me, showing up physically while I was driving so that I would pull over and talk to them and get a better idea of what I wanted to do tonight. So this evening brought to you by Hawk Medicine. I need to have a bird commercial right here. So I just want to thank all of you for being here. These sessions are different every time we do it. So don't show up in 2 weeks thinking it'll be like this. It's going to be completely different. It's always different. And you'll see that when you check out the session. So I just want to thank all of you for being here and tell everybody thanks again. And Jen, thank you for hosting, and you can unmute everybody.